Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, we will not rest until it's done. I'm Matt Leon. Here's what's happening. People have been out at the polls Tuesday for the Pennsylvania primaries. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams spoke with voters while checking on voter turnout.
This may be a primary election, and of course voter turnout reflects that since it's been low to moderate, but this cycle has people talking about change. That's been the reoccurring theme. Vanessa from Cobbs Creek was born undocumented and says she understands the importance of voting.
I've always found that I was very active politically as a young teen, and I know, at least based on everything I learned, that primaries are super important for local politics, which is what directly affects you on the day-to-day.
Michelle Dugan in Upper Darby cast her vote for Malcolm Kenyatta for Senate.
It's a vote for his future, and I want to see him get a strong showing because I think he represents everything I believe in. Plus, he has a beautiful smile, and he's from Philly.
Polls will close at 8 p.m. Tuesday night. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy has nominated three people to serve as county prosecutors in our area. More from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
Burlington County Prosecutor Scott Cofino, who was appointed by Governor Christie, is stepping down. Longtime Assistant Prosecutor LaChia Bradshaw is honored to be nominated for the position, and she says the historical relevance isn't lost on her, as she's the first black woman to be nominated for this role. She will take over as acting prosecutor May 31st. Cumberland County Prosecutor Jennifer Webb McCray has been renominated to remain in office and continue her leadership there. And Atlantic County's next prosecutor will be Bill Reynolds. He's been praised by politicians on both sides of the aisle and is set to take over as acting prosecutor June 6th.
Acting Attorney General Matt Platkin praised all three of them for their leadership qualities and commitment to justice. Murder charges have been upheld against a Delaware man accused of killing a security guard in October in Logan. Wayne Dorless is accused of walking into a multi-services building when officials say Nasir Day, who was at the front working security, tackled the gunman, who then shot and killed Day. In court Tuesday, witnesses described the suspect as wearing several makeshift guns around his neck and saying, "This place made me do it," referring to the services building, which included welfare offices and a kidney dialysis center. Dorless is being held on murder and gun charges and is next due in court in June. An 84-year-old Mount Laurel man is charged with the stabbing death of his wife in what prosecutors say may have been a mercy killing. Authorities in Burlington County say Dan Mook stabbed his wife Sharon multiple times and the 82-year-old woman was pronounced dead on the scene. Mook also stabbed himself but survived the injuries. Authorities say Sharon Mook was in poor health and her husband might have been trying to end her suffering. He remains hospitalized at Cooper in stable condition and is facing a first-degree murder charge and related offenses. There's been another bear sighting in the suburbs. Police in Hatfield, Montgomery County say they have received several phone calls about bear sightings near Woodview Drive and Line Levington Road. They posted photos on the police department's Facebook page showing what looks like a black bear next to a tree. If you live in the area, police say you should keep your pets inside and your doors locked, and of course, don't approach the bear. It was just 2 weeks ago when a bear was wandering around Delaware County. Pennsylvania game wardens and firefighters got it out of a tree in Clifton Heights. That's the All Local, presented by Penn Medicine. We will not rest until it's done. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.